Hello everyone, how are you, little princes and princes? How exciting to see each other's faces again. This is a new English class and I welcome you. Today I'm going to teach you the difference between everyday, all together, and everyday separately. I love this new format that I have here in person, kids, and also here in the image, don't you think? How cool! Well, let's get started. But first subscribe and hit the bell for this video so that I'll notify you whenever I have a new class for you, whether it's English, French or Italian. Okay, the first difference seems really silly for me to show you like, hey, Miguel, I hadn't realized, that they're written differently. One has a space, right? Every day. Every day. And the second one, notice that it doesn't have one, it's all together. Miguel. Why are you showing me something so obvious? Okay, little ones, it turns out that, for example, to say a lapse of time in English we say time span, time span. But guess what, if I write it all together like this, it means exactly the same thing. Both, that is, time span separately and time span together are accepted. Both are correct and mean the same thing, but the same does not happen with these two. So, that's why it's important to clarify. There's also a small pause in pronunciation. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Do you get it? It's worth mentioning that this topic can be explained in different ways. However, I'm going to offer you the one that's in this book that Cambridge gives us. Nothing more and nothing less, little ones, it's called Common Mistakes Attitude and How to Avoid Tom. It's a very good book that points out the main mistakes at an advanced level and this, believe it or not, is a very common mistake in advanced students. Well, what Cambridge offers us is that we achieve a linguistic approximation or a translation of every day separated, as cada dia. Every day, excuse me if I turn here. But here I have my computer and I'm looking at the class screen, huh? I don't think of Varolo. So, separated every day, what does separated every day mean? Very good, you got it, perfect. I speak to my best friend on the phone every day. Pause and translate in your notebook. Okay. It turned out like this. I speak to my best friend on the phone every day. That's because we said that when separated, every day is translated as cada dia. Okay, let's see another example. I go to work every day. I go to work every day. How does the translation turn out? I go to work every day. I go to work every day because we said that when separated, every day translates as cada dia. Excellent. Very good. Now, what happens when it's all together? It's not every day, it's every day. Every day, every day. Hurricane winds have it, guys. Okay. In this case we're going to translate it as quotidiano, ordinary, usual. Whichever of these three sounds best to you is perfect. Sometimes one sounds a little better than the other. No problem, whichever sounds best to you, that's very good. Now let's look at some examples. Pay close attention to this sentence. Read it by yourself, out loud. Not bad. Who is this person who has been studying languages with Soy Miguel? A. I love it. Excellent. Schools should teach children skills. They need, look, they need in everyday life. I love that. Now, what would the translation be? Pause and write a translation in your notebook. Go ahead. Did. Sound like this? Schools should teach children the skills they will need in life. Look, every day. Every day. What, we said? Every day, usual, regular, ordinary. Okay. Here, of course, I feel, I don't know what you think, that cotidiana sounds better, like it fit together nicer, right? It makes more sense. Perfect, I love it. Now, pay attention to a key detail, key for you to understand the difference. Here it goes. What happens after every day? We have another word, right? Life. Life, what would it be in this case? A noun. It's a noun. A noun. I've already taught you this in the course. Remember that I have a free English course. I'll take you from zero to advanced, kids. I'll leave it in the first comment of this pinned video so you can join in. I don't charge anything. I don't charge anything. If you want to leave a tip, look, I'm happy, right? But if not, it's okay. As long as you leave me a like, right? I'm like the clowns. I live for smiles. Okay. Take a good look at this other example that I bring you. Everyday tasks like reading, writing, or shopping can help you. Pay close attention that once again we can infer something, right? That we have what tasks, the tasks, the things to do, and I have everyday tasks before it. So I have everyday and then I have a noun. Therefore, here I can know even if I only heard the sentence that I wasn't seeing it written, but only listening to it. I already know that it's not every, it's every day because it has a noun after it. What would this mean? Everyday tasks like reading, writing, or shopping can help you. And pay close attention. So, when you have everything together every day, every day, every day. Repeat after me. Don't leave me looking like the crazy teacher here. Repeat after me. That's also what it's about, okay? It will always come before a noun. Write down in your notebook every day. When it's all together, it goes before a noun. We are, okay? What does it mean? We already said it, everyday, ordinary, usual, but it always comes before a noun, right? Like when it's separated. When it's separated translates as everyday and does not need to be before a noun, only when it is together. Okay, now we are going to test if you understood the lesson with exercises. Let's see, the first one. Let's see if very, very. We receive hundreds of emails every day or every day. Which one is correct? Tarar Tanan Taranan. If you know how to do it. Okay, here it goes. First, we have a noun here to put the everyday together. No, we don't. From there you have, look, 99% of the case one, right? Okay. Number two, does it make sense to put it separately? Let's see how it would be translated. We receive hundreds of emails every day. Yes, it makes sense, right? So, the correct answer is every day. Separated. Very good. We receive hundreds of emails or emails every day. Perfect. Excellent. Let's go to the next one. This is my sister's everyday or everyday routine. Which one is correct? I ask. Do you have a noun in your sentence? A noun that you can put after every day. Together in purple. Every day. Do you have it? Yes. Yes, you do. You have routine. Routine, right? Ah, so that's it. You get the drift. Perfect. This is my sister's everyday routine. Just to check. Let's see if it translates well into Spanish. Let's see what happens. Okay, we already saw that it does have a noun, right? Routine. There it is. There you go. Now the translation is correct. Let's analyze it. This is my sister's daily routine. Yes, it's fine. It sounds pretty cool, right? I love it. Very good. So, you have the noun that you're going to put after every day and it also makes sense in the translation. Don't look any further. There you have it, you're right. Okay? Perfect. Let's go to the next one. Let's see, you do this one all by yourself. Go. Okay. What's the translation? Let it serve as a check. Let it serve as a check. That's exactly it. Perfect. He painted paintings, right? He painted paintings of everyday objects, of ordinary objects. Hey! Very good. Let's see, another one. You all by yourself. Same. Give me the correct option and check with a translation to see if it's true. In this case, you don't have a noun to put after every day in purple, right? You don't. From there, it's better to go with every day. But to see what's up, let's check to see if it's true that it's correct. I walk along the street almost every day. Good or not good? Perfect. How does the translation turn out? I walk along this street almost every day. Perfectly good. It fits me well. Now it's all by yourself, you all by yourself. Go ahead, remember, look for a noun and if not, and if yes, to check, look for a translation that says, yes, it fits. Okay, go ahead. I want to thank, little ones, that you chose every day. Why? Because they don't have a noun, right? That's it. Perfect. Now, does the translation make sense? How did the translation turn out for you? I'll give you mine. Well, that's something you don't see every day. Excellent. Yes, it's perfect. Stay there. I love that. And well, I hope the homework topic is very clear to you. Yes, yes, yes. Homework. You're going to write me an example. Whichever one you want using every day all together and a second example with every day separated. I'm going to be reviewing the first 50 who do their homework. Now I also remind you that we have a free English course from scratch for children, grandmothers, for the whole family. There we have it. I'm going to leave it in the first comment of this video. Thank you very much. Remember that if you like this class you can subscribe, you can also leave me a like, a comment and a kiss. No, it doesn't missing, guys, but thanks so much for watching. Bye.